Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 3:01 on the West Coast and it's about 6:01 on the East Coast. This is brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914, and our website is theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open, and your moderator, well, right now we don't have one, so I'll just be going in ever so often and checking for questions. So please do ask if you're in the chat room. Time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website and click on Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You might just learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do. Now I'm going to do a quick prayer, some announcements and birthdays, and then we're going to begin the show. So the prayer is, our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it, our wills be done. We release all karmic density to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. Well, you know, Mercury retrograde began on the 26th, which was Thursday. Friday was a full moon, and the lunar eclipse, which I don't think in North America we were able to see it. I think the eastern countries had a better view, were able to see the full eclipse. It lasted for 1 hour and 23 minutes, y'all. So anyway, but so far, so good. I kept warning people because it was like a cluster, you know what. So I was warning people, but I attended a birthday party yesterday. In fact, it was the annual Leo party. And no incident, no errors, very diverse, plenty of food, music, dancing. Everybody just got along famously. It was a beautiful time. So I know the full moon is endings. And the solar eclipse was going to affect our emotions and stuff. But I don't know. It just turned out really good yesterday, y'all. It was a very nice time to be had. So thank you for that. Now, birthdays. Aisa Rognan, happy birthday. Jessica Schreier, Catherine Kelsey, Cynthia Levy, or Levy, however you want to pronounce it, Catherine Ballard, or Karen Ballard, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Connie Aspiro, my niece. Happy birthday to Christina Anthony, my niece. Happy birthday to Sonia Benilla. Happy birthday to Miguel Estrella. Happy birthday, Miss Topaz Edmond. Happy birthday to my guy, Warren Robinson. Go ahead, Warren. Warren keeps me straight from the East Coast. Happy birthday to Takesha Johnson. Happy birthday to Dorothy Shelton. Happy birthday to Abby Morrissey. And happy birthday to my girl on the East Coast also, Karen Quinn Hansler. And I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful day, Kay. And Miss Roxbury Johnson and Angela Torres, another niece. Got a bunch of them. Okay. Well, with that, I think I've got all the information out that need to go out. Don't forget, everybody, we do shows every Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Still a free show, but every night at Monday. And for the next 2 weeks, Nina's going to be gone from today, the 29th, to August 7th. they're on vacation, and I hope she has a restful, peaceful vacation. Okay, well, without further ado, let's begin. And our first caller, got my board mixed up here with my clicker. Okay, here we go. So our first caller for the show is area code 978. 978, you're on
Lenis.
The air with Lenis, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Lenis. This is Kay, the birthday girl.
Oh, hi, Kay. You heard me. Hey, how you doing, lady?
Yeah, I did. Oh, my God, I was so surprised when you said my
name.
Oh, it reminded me of
Romper
Room when I was a little kid with the magic mirror. Remember Miss Jean?
And I see Kay's birthday today.
How you been?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good. Well, I have two questions.
How about
I've
been praying for you, honey.
Well, I'm glad because I've been praying for myself and I don't see anything happening. I have two questions, but I'll call back for the second.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead. You're okay.
All right. The first one is regarding Social Security. I went back a few years ago, to retrieve alimony from my ex-husband at court. I was denied. Instead, they gave me $307 a month for Social Security. Well, it was like supposed to be like a supplemental trust fund. I do not get to hold the money. My attorney does, and if I need a check, she sends it to me, and she'll write it out to whether it's to Geico or Comcast for my TV or whatever. Well, Social Security found this out, which I was told it was on the up and up because we went to court for it. But I guess she, my attorney, did not look at that. She couldn't write any of them out to me. She was writing some out to me for some things that I couldn't, you know, write out with a check because everyone wants a credit card or cash. So now they sent a letter. They want to decrease my SSI to $640 a month, which I can't live off of that. So she has to appeal it and then try to waive it. But she was the one, she handles all this for me. And I said to her, I said, you know, I think a lot of this is your fault because I don't have control of the checks or the money. You do. And if you didn't look at the documentation and how to do this, it's not my fault. So she's going to try to appeal it and see if it gets waived. It goes into Washington. Do you see this getting appealed where they don't take money away from me?
No, she's going to be doing her damnness. And I'll tell you why, Kay, to make it up to you, because you were correct. Whether she admitted it, you were right. It is her fault. It's negligence on her end, not you. You're correct. You're very right. So she's going to do everything possible to help you out.
I left her a voicemail about that. Right,
well,
but I don't know if they're going to accept that.
Yeah,
she's
got some connections. She's got some connections that some people could maybe waive a couple of things for her. Yeah, she's got some connections.
Well, it comes to like about $3,000, and to me that should be coming out of her pocket, not mine. So do you see them waiving it where I don't get my Social Security or my SSI checks decreased and I get to keep $300 a month or what?
I don't think it'll be decreased. It'll either go the same back up to six or more. I'm seeing $200 more, like $800 a month. I am. I'm not seeing six. I'm seeing $800 a month. So it's going to increase. I'm telling you, this lady's going to work her ass off for you now because she feels bad. So I see more like a $200 a month increase on top of the six. So, yeah,
okay,
you're looking
at 8.
That
would bring me basically back to where I was, where I should be.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
and
what I was saying, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when do you
Go
think
ahead.
They'll resolve this? Like a couple of months or?
Well, the guide says it's kind of up to her because she's the one pushing that paperwork through.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, something will develop by September. I am getting that something will develop by September. I'm not getting what, but I am something is developing. But I see a smile on your face, Kay. So she came through for you. I will say that. I know you pissed off and you got every right to be pissed off, but she did come through. After she messed up, she came through for you. So whatever in September, it's good. I know that. I'm not seeing anything negative or bad. So whatever that comes up around the first week of September will be in your favor, your behalf.
From Social Security. Okay, that's great. And then this was my other question. I have been sick, and this is kind of embarrassing to say on the air, but since May, and I have no control over it. I went for colonoscopy on Wednesday, an upper endoscopy and a colonoscopy, because I've been having really bad diarrhea since May, and I'd have to throw underwear away and everything else. When do you see this stopping?
The guides are telling me, what medication are you on? It's almost like your medication is causing this. Did they have
I'm
you start,
on
you
a
start?
Lot of different medications.
Okay, well, they're telling me is something. Do you have a medication that begins with the M, the letter M? It's against your body. That's why you're having the diarrhea. Are you taking something that begins with the letter M?
M. Oh, I'm trying to think of all my meds.
Okay.
Well, I have one. It's an O. Omeprazole.
No.
O-M-E-P. That's
no.
The acid plus.
No, I'm not feeling that one. But
so
it's a medication. Yeah. It's not marrying with one of the other ones. You know, when the doctors, I'm going to tell you, Kay, when the doctors give us all this medication, they don't normally, you know, they may say, oh, what are you on? Well, I take an aspirin and blah, blah, this. Okay, yeah, it's fine. It'll go together. But they don't really check. I can tell you this because I just went through this last year. They don't check to make sure whatever that you've been on marriages. So, okay, you go home, you take your regular A, B, C, and now you're taking D, and you're having these side effects, like what you're going through right now. Like, what the hell? You know, and you try and go back like a allergy. When did this begin? Because I didn't have this before, so when did it start? So that's what the guides and the angels
I'm on
saying.
So many blood pressure meds, you would not believe it. So
okay,
many
well, one of them is not marriaging. One of them is not marrying with your other medication. Do you have a, no, you may not have a med book there. Oh, Kay, I can tell you what to do. With each one of your medications,
go
you
look,
can go
I
on
know.
The internet and find out if it corresponds okay with this one. Like, will the aspirin correspond with the orange juice? Okay, no problem. But you can go through that way. But also, your doctor should have told you this, too. When they prescribe this medication, what else are you taking that may no problem at all or might qualify as a
yes,
concern?
Yes, it's nothing new. I've been on the same meds for years. Do you think it's a blood pressure med? The only thing I take is I take a lot of blood pressure meds. I take clonazepam for anxiety. I take amitriptyline. And I take Zoloft now, but it started before the Zoloft.
It started before the Zoloft? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I almost wanted to say the Zoloft, but did you say it started before that?
Yeah.
Well, something in that medication has changed. It's in the medication that's causing you to have that anxiety, not anxiety, but you know what I mean, to have the diarrhea. It's in the medication. And I'm going to tell you
something.
So
you don't know
sometimes,
when it's going to stop.
Well, you've got to find out if that the pill, if that particular pill marriages with your other pills. Even though you've been on it a long time, let me tell you, do you know doctors will change your meds? Like you could normally have taken a blood pressure pill number 4, 5, 7, maybe for the last 5 years. And all of a sudden now you take 4, 5, 7, it's making you sick. Because
yeah,
the manufacturer. Well,
yeah,
that too, honey. The manufacturer will change your ingredient. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So that's why I'm telling you, you got to be forthcoming yourself and kind of check some of this out. Because I'm telling you, I feel strongly, Kay, it's your medication.
Yeah,
one of them.
I thought.
Not all of them, just one.
I thought so, too. So I'll have to go.
Well, see, even your instincts are telling you that, too, honey.
I know,
yeah.
And I can't figure out which bloody one it is. My son, he just became a pharmacist, the one with the autism, on Mother's Day weekend. And he said to me, I know, Mom, that the one I mentioned to you, omeprazole, can cause diarrhea. And I looked it up. And, you know, but my doctor said, and I tried to get off it, and the heartburn comes back. But I was off it for like 3 days, and I still had the same problem. And my doctor says, I don't think that's the problem, that drug. And I go back to the GI doctor tomorrow, the one who did my colonoscopy Wednesday.
Yeah.
And she gave me this powder to use, and it was helping, but it interferes with my blood pressure medicine.
See?
And that
See?
It was interfering where my blood pressure medicine wasn't as effective, and it was going up real high. So I called the doctor on call, and they said, get off of it until you see the GI doctor.
Yep.
On Monday.
I agree. And take all your medications with you. And tell them, when your GI doctor looks, take every one of them, all your high blood pressure, and tell them, I believe that it's in this medication, one of these, I don't know which one, but it's causing me to have the diarrhea. Okay? Do that tomorrow. And give me a call. Let me know. You know I'm on every Sunday.
I'll do that.
Monday,
okay,
yes.
Honey.
Please do, because I'm concerned. So, all right. And I'm
me
still
too.
Praying
all right,
for you,
keep
okay?
me on so I can listen, hon.
Oh, okay. No problem. Here you
Thank
go.
You.
Thank you, Kay. Okay. Next caller, area code 312. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Shannon. How are you?
Hi, Shannon. Doing great. And yourself?
Good, good. Do you see me relocating anytime soon?
Why did you say that? And as you were talking, I saw snow.
Oh,
while you
God,
were talking,
no,
do you see me? And I could see the snow just falling. You know, you didn't even tell me the question yet. Finish it. And I saw the snow falling. So that must be okay for the snow. It could be Alaska, Washington. It could be the Midwest, Michigan, Montana,
I am in the Midwest
Dakota.
Now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then you're already familiar.
I don't think I'd stay where it's cold.
Okay.
I think I'd go warm.
Well, let me ask. Like I said, that's what was showing as you were talking. Maybe that's what it was showing
me.
You're already in a snow element that maybe want to move further. Let's see.
Unless my husband's going to try and move me where it's cold and snowy. But no, I hope not.
Yep, it is. I was right.
What do you mean?
When you were talking. You're moving to a snowy, cold environment. You know what I see is someplace like Maine, like the Northeast, like the countries up in there, New Hampshire and Maine. I don't know why I'm seeing the north tip, northeast tip of the United States.
Is it for, really? Okay. Would it be for my husband or for my job?
Well, I was asking for you.
Oh, see?
I was asking for you, but it is back into a cold climate. I mean, beautiful, because New Hampshire and Maine, they're beautiful, beautiful. I don't think you can beat their winter landscapes anywhere in the nation, but Yeah, very beautiful up there. But that's what I see. So when angels were showing me that snow falling, it was like, yeah, you're moving.
Dang.
Another cold. But I'm seeing northeast.
I wonder where.
Now, you asked about you. I don't know about your husband. But for you, I'm seeing the northeast.
No, I'm, well,
Maine,
I mean, I'm sure he would go with, I guess. And I'd have a good job out there.
Yeah, but more than anything, you'd have a peace of mind. That's what I'm seeing. Like, the lifestyle back there would give you comfort and give you peace.
Because it's more rural than city, is that right?
No, it's built up a lot back there. That's from Valley of the Dolls. Honey, life has changed.
Oh.
Life has changed.
Like, oh.
I mean, yeah, of course there's some aspects of rural, but, I mean, you know, things have expanded over the years. But, yeah, but it's still beautiful countryside, yes, yes, as far as that. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but you'd be living in a city. You wouldn't be living in the country. You are too cute.
Oh. Well, I'm thinking I'm going to go live on a lake in a country. I wonder when that will happen. I thought maybe I'll go to Nashville or something where it's warm.
No, and you know what? The move is going to take place in the fall.
That soon?
Whenever that you move, it's going to be in the fall. And I'm sorry to say that. It's going to be during that transit weather. It's almost like...
So it's,
I'll put it like this. If you and your husband got a house back there, it would be, sorry, but you need to take ownership of this house November 1st. And you're saying, like, honey, it's the winter time. I don't want to move in the winter. But the deal is, if you take the house November 1st, then you can get it for, like, $500,000 cheaper. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a must move, even though you don't want to, but the deal is too good not to pass up. So remember this, what I'm telling
you. Yeah, I'm going to remember that.
Either this year.
It's probably this year.
Okay. This year or next year, but it's in the fall.
Oh, hot damn.
Yep.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
Such a good deal that, you know, it's like everything that you're against with coldness is coming to you. And you know why? Because there's a lesson there. You need to deal with
the cold
environment. I don't know right now. Because
I'm so old.
You're against
and
it keeps coming up in your face. It's like something you need to learn about it. Maybe adjust to it, accept it, and move on about the cold weather. Maybe that's
You're right.
What it
I think
is.
I need to accept it and move on.
Yeah.
Hmm. So it is a house. Yeah. I'll be in a nice big house probably.
Well, yeah, maybe. I know it is a home. Yes, for sure it's a home.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds
all right,
about
Shannon,
right.
I got
to
move.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
thank
and congratulations
you.
On your move. You're welcome, young lady.
Thank you
Have
very much.
Have a wonderful
much.
Week.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Where am I at? Area code 862. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, and you? Who's this?
This is Precious.
Hi, Precious. How are you doing today, girl?
I'm fine.
Okay.
My question is because I want to know, is my attitude the reason why my relationships be like going down like hill? A lot of people say that I have like a little temper. And I'm married, so my husband always say, you got to change your way of thinking and stuff like that. So I want to know, like, you know, is my attitude a problem?
Do you have abandonment issues?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. What, like from my parents or something?
From any situation, you don't want to be abandoned.
Oh, yeah.
Which can cause you to have an attitude, you know. It's not just your husband or your parents or kids. It's any given situation where you feel like you're being abandoned. You know, you're not being supported or loyal to. So that,
right.
Your attitude is actually a defense mechanism.
Okay.
You know, there's like fight or flee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for you, whatever, there's something that happened back in your childhood. And so that's your defense mechanism. So, you know, you just got to kind of let it go a little bit at a time,
mm-hmm.
not all at once, because it didn't come all at once. It was over a period of time that this particular behavior happened to you. So, yeah, that's what the angels and the guys are telling me right now, is it comes from your past. It's just something you need to work through.
Yeah, because ever since I've been being positive, like my husband been being, you know, how I want him to be and stuff like that. So I figure, like, being so I'm in process of changing my way of thinking and, like, my attitude, it seems
of
like
course.
It's, like, going good. So I
of
just
course.
Want to know.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got purpose on this earth. You weren't born just to be here.
Right.
You got a purpose.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, But that's what I mean, that's what they showed me. So, I don't see other than, because I see
I
that you,
know,
I, you can be a very happy and a loving person. I see that about you. So, you know, but, you know, granted, too, I want you to realize, honey, you ain't the only one. Probably everybody in this world has a story they've never told. Okay?
Exactly.
So, don't
mm-hmm.
think that you're by yourself. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. And I have just one fast one. My husband, he want to have a child because we just got married in November. Do you see, like, us having a child together? I mean, he got a daughter that's 10. My daughter about to be 10. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Y'all getting ready to have a little boy, which is good because for both of you, it'll be your first son. Yep, for both of you, it'll be your first son. Yeah, exact precious. Don't start laughing now, but I'm going to tell you something.
I'm not.
November and December,
you're
going
to
be fertile. You hear me? November and December, you're going to be fertile, girl. So now you know that's a holiday season. We get happy and we get loving.
But I would not
so
want
I'm just
to
letting you know. I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. I had my daughter during the summer, and it was like, hot, and you know, when you're pregnant, it was like a lot. And that's why I got pregnant with my daughter around that same time.
Well, you're going to have this next child just before the summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be just before the summer. But anyway, but November and December is your high fertility months, so remember that. I was being funny talking about enjoying, but we do during the holidays, and we don't. You know, you're married. You ain't thinking about nothing. The next thing you know, come January to February, this is how we do it.
I know, right? Because like, you need to stop smoking like a mouse. Because he stopped smoking and everything. So I still smoke like a mouse. He's like, you need to stop smoking, and that's probably why we can't have no kids. I'm like, okay.
No. That's good. The healthier you are, the healthier the baby is. Hush.
Right.
Don't you know that? I smoke cigarettes, but when I was pregnant with my child, no, honey, I quit smoking. Because I wanted that child just that bad. And I said I didn't want the cigarettes as bad as I wanted my child. So, yeah, I quit.
So,
she came here hungry.
Like, all for none. So I'm like, well, when are you getting pregnant? You know, I'm just ready to just have a baby.
You will.
And,
But, you know, let God have his way. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay.
Just enjoy your life and enjoy your husband. Okay?
Okay, I am. Thank you.
All
I
right,
really
precious.
Appreciate this. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, and you have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we do have lines open. Okay, area code 551, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. How are you?
Fine, and you? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. This is T. I was just calling about my love life. If you see somebody that I'm compatible with and that is financially on the same level as me.
Quit it, girl. Quit it. Let's see, T. Okay, angels. Okay, now T, don't get upset with me, but what they're showing me right now, it's a white guy. And
okay.
He's tall. Yeah, I'm telling you. If he's not white, he's mixed, but he's very light-skinned. Now, I've seen people that are mixed, you know, where they can either look toward the black side or they're so light they look toward the white side, and you don't know that they're black. You know what I mean? So it can go either way. But he looks white to me, a white guy. Tall, medium built. And bro got it going on. He got it going on. Oh, there you are. Wait, come on. Come on, show me. There was a connection how I saw you two meeting. Almost like an entertainment, something entertaining. I almost want to say like at a dance. Did you meet him? But it's entertainment somewhere, like either listening to music. First off, the angel said dancing. Or either like if you're at a concert somewhere listening to music, but it's definitely entertainment when you meet this guy. You're at some venue, whatever that is, jazz, rock, rap, whatever, and he's there also. He's going to notice you, and I see this from across the room. It's not like he's 2 or 3 feet from you. He's maybe about 20 yards from you. But he notices you. And at that point, when you notice him, because I'm telling you about this guy, make that connection. I see this guy as a good man, drama-free. He doesn't have any kids. I think he wants a daughter. He doesn't have any children, but he'd like to have a daughter.
Do you know how soon this will be?
Well, let me tell you, he's in computers and construction.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think computers and construction, but he's in both. I don't know if it has to do like the layout of the plan, the development, you know, of the building or whatever. But it's computer and construction slash computer. I mean computer slash construction. But you will see him in a suit. But normally he's like in jeans and a plaid shirt. I see him in a hard hat. Now I see him. Yeah. That's how he is normally during the day, but he can dress. He owns his own home, which is unusual for his age. I mean, totally owns it, not any mortgage. I think I'm getting around 38, maybe early 40s, right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too old for you?
No, that's the age that I prefer.
Okay, well, he's riding. He's between, I would say, between 38 and 41, T. Let me see. What else? Angel, show me. Nice looking. He's an attractive guy. Oh. I didn't ask that, Angel, but they wanted me to tell you. And he is blessed. Okay.
What does that mean?
That's why I laughed. I was like, I didn't ask that.
But
no, the angels wanted me to tell you, or the guides, one of them, wanted me to tell you he is blessed. So.
Okay. So he's handsome.
You know what I'm saying? When I said he's blessed, that's below the waist. Okay. So anyway, what else, angels and guides? We done went off on another direction toward Alabama.
Do you have, like, a time frame?
You know what? You're going to meet this guy, T. Now, listen to me well, because, you know, I keep telling you guys every Sunday about Mercury retrograde and don't start a relationship within that period because it won't work out. You're getting ready to meet this guy either the first or the second week of August, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got hair. I'll tell you, he's about 6'2", medium built, and he's bald. Okay, they're telling me now he's bald with a diamond in his left ear, a little baby diamond. But anyway, you're going to meet him before, so yes, you two will be talking, blah, blah, blah. Don't get intimate. Don't get to that level where it's like, it's me and you. Wait till after the 19th of August. We will be out of Mercury retrograde and all this clusterfuck shit, and everything will be back to normal where it's the way it's supposed to be between you two. You know what I'm saying? Like with all the interference in astrology and stuff, it's like, you know, any other time, he'd probably be like, yeah, well, you know, would you like to go to dinner or to the theater or something? But during Mercury retrograde, he might say, oh, you just want to go to the club? Be like, no, do I have the club half of you? You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Just keep it light, because you are going to meet him. That's a promise. You're going to meet this guy in a couple of weeks. But just keep it light. Just, you know.
Is this something?
Y'all enjoy talking, long, cup of coffee. Yeah.
Is this just something short term?
No. You could go a long ways with this guy, and he could go a long ways with you. Actually, to be honest with you, T, both of you are from a past life. That's why I was telling you, like, don't get upset with me, because I'm telling you it's a white guy. But you two are from a past life. You're meeting again this time. This time you're the woman and he's the man, but it was reversed in your past life. So you're back again. Are you going to start this relationship and really solidify it and continue, or is it going to be in this lifetime, hi, good to see you, and maybe you two will have feelings about each other, but it just is like passing, like strangers in the night. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you might think about him and like, God, why am I thinking about that guy? You know, he's on my mind. Well, it's meant, because of something in the past you're not aware of, but it's meant for you two to meet up. But why I'm saying the two of you can go a long ways, because I see a long-term relationship. I see y'all doing a lot together, and I mean goals, you know.
Okay.
He's got the house. It's paid for, but, like, you know, taking trips to Europe, having children, just all this beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Oh,
the two of you
not,
together, yeah.
My alley.
Okay, well, that's what I'm
like
seeing,
you.
T. They really came through for you today. So, yeah, it's a good thing. So just remember, don't solidify it till after the 19th, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just be friends. And that's the way you should start, you know, communication and understanding. Just be friends and hang out, like if he was a bud from school or something, you know. Just hang out for a while. All right. Call me back and let me know. I want to know how it's going, but I know it's going to be good. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Right. Have a good week, young lady. All right. Next caller. Area code 916. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Ray. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Oh, you're most welcome. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Sorry.
My name is Ray, R-A-Y.
Okay, welcome to the show, Ray. And how are you doing today, young man?
Oh, I'm doing well. How's your Sunday treating you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Yeah.
Well, man, you know, there's two major things I want to talk about. It was either my relationship, you know, my future love life, or my career. But you know what? I think my career is way more pressing, and I'm just really desperate to know what route my career is going to take, because I have no idea where to even go.
Okay, what field are you in, Ray? And let me concentrate on that and ask them.
I'm in the communications field. I currently work at a firm.
Okay, that's good enough. Well, I definitely see you going up the ladder. Did you recently put in for a promotion? Or were you thinking of going to another company?
Yes. Well, I recently got a little promotion. I got a pay raise of $2,000 a year, but it wasn't substantial enough for me. I am eager to go somewhere else. I just don't know where or what.
Okay, stop there. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, stop there, because I saw the ladder and I saw you climbing, so that told me that you were going up the ladder, your promotion. And if it wasn't, you know, the promotion's coming. If it wasn't there with that company, then I saw also you leave and go to another company. You would still be a promotion more than, you know, you're making now. Only thing I'm going to tell you, whatever that you hear back, don't make a move till after the 19th of August, please, after we come out of Mercury retrograde. Because if you make a decision to go ahead and work for another company within this time period, it will not last. It will end up being a temporary thing instead of permanent. They might tell you in 90 days they're going to lay you off, and you're like, well, shit, I could have went somewhere else, or I'd have been permanent. Yeah, okay.
No, that's
the only thing I'm
Oh, that's no worries, because I'm going on vacation a little bit after that. So, I'm just kind of more focused on like where in the communications field I should go. A little bit, so you can kind of get a little context. I work about an hour and a half from where I am now, in the Bay Area, and I would really like
okay.
to come back home close. And I'd like to come back home closer.
Have you thought about working for a radio station? The Angels are showing me a tower right now, tall tower, radio tower. Why are you laughing, Ray?
Okay. So I will get, okay, I want your listeners to really understand. You don't know me. You've never met me. You know zero nothing about me. I've actually had a podcast on Blog Talk Radio for the last 7 years, but I did it as a hobby, but I got really good at it, and I'm currently in PR right now, and my passion, my itch is in radio, but I've
I see it. It's a radio station in what radio station is in downtown San Francisco? See, I know. My angels never lie to me. It's in downtown San Francisco.
Yeah, see, that's the thing where it's like, I know radio's in San Francisco, but I don't even know if I have a career in San Francisco. I love politics. I don't know if I should come back here to Sacramento, go in another PR firm, or if I should apply for a radio station in Sacramento. I just want something stable. I'm 30, and I love radio, but I'm in PR, and I just don't know
okay.
if radio is sustainable.
No, that's fine. That's part of one of a company. My company that I own is public relations. I see very strong San Francisco. I didn't see anything under the Sacramento umbrella. But San Francisco, I saw the tall tower, I saw water, and then I saw this building like maybe three stories, and it's a radio station, but it's almost near downtown, or it's in downtown San Francisco, and they would hire you. That's why when you're asking me, I'm like, well, why isn't he in radio? I'm feeling this so strong. So you thank you for the validation. You admitted that, but I'm telling you, now in San Francisco – and I don't know anything about San Francisco radio. Is there a WJ station with the letters WJ? That's how I'm getting maybe a T. I'm not for sure. But definitely they're showing me the initials W and J. For a call
sign.
I'm going
to write that down.
I'm sorry. Yeah, for a call sign. They're telling me the station is WJ what? I don't. They're not showing me. So I don't know. Maybe with the two letters you can figure it out.
If I may ask, maybe just more specific, do you see like a time frame, or is that like in your realm of, you know, in the next 3 months, 3 years, 6 months? You know, like I said, radio is my passion. I just don't know if it's sustainable and when, and you know, I should make it.
September. You'll get hired,
really?
But you need to be busy for the month of August. So I would get the email and your resume over there to every station that you find that's in the downtown quarter of San Francisco or right outside, but it's definitely in the downtown quarter. But, you know, you cover both sides, right, both ends, in the center and on the outside. Every application you can, even if they're not hiring, Ray, it doesn't matter, mm-hmm. even if they're not hiring, because they're going to check you out. That's why I know you're going to get hired. They're going to do a background check. So I want you to just fill out applications, send application. By September,
well,
you should be working.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm kind of a mild celebrity in the Bay Area. Without divulging too much, I was on the cover of a specific magazine. And so a lot of them kind of semi-know me. So
okay.
And I'll tell you, because I know you have to take other callers, the thing is that I've been in sports a lot, and I wanted to get out of it. And I was like, man, I wonder if it'd be worthwhile to get out of sports and do something else, you know?
Oh, entertainment? Of course, that's so cheesy, though. unless you wanted to be like, what is that, radio advertising and marketing?
Huh.
Have you thought about that?
No, I haven't.
Marketing? Okay.
But
well,
you
that's
know what
one.
My passion is? my passion is being behind a mic. I love, you know, people have told me that they love hearing me on the radio and giving my two cents, and I've always had a bold perspective, I guess.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's what I was thinking, too.
This
I was thinking the same thing, too.
You kind of blew me away when you said radio, because you would have had no reason to think of that.
No. But September is your month. That's your month to begin on the air again. You know.
Cool.
But I don't know why. I just see you just more, you probably may not want that, but I just see you more corporate. You're doing radio, but like corporate stuff. That's why I saw the advertising, like, yeah, you're on the radio, but you can do the commercials, whatever that they need, you and your team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, raise team can get it together and do the commercial, which is more money for you. Now, say you're making 100,000 years of radio disc jockey, but because you got a team to write the commercials for these big businesses, now you're making another 50 to 80 grand a year. You and your group now.
Yeah.
That's your group. You by yourself, it'd be 100, but yeah.
Can I ask, and if you can't, that's totally understand. Do you see my love life following with that? I don't know if that's getting too many questions.
All right. Only because you're a new caller, Ray. I don't do two questions. You just one per caller, but I'll. No. That's you're a new caller. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. So you want to know about your love life. Is there anyone you're interested in right now?
You know
that
what?
Speaking
no,
to?
I'm not. You know what? No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I just said, you know what? I need a breath of fresh air. And I booked myself a trip to Cabo by myself, just because, you know, I'm single, I'm 30. And I just said, you know what? Maybe I'll go meet somebody, you know, and get my juices flowing, I guess, you know?
Okay, there's two women. You're going to meet one on vacation, and you better be careful because she could come up pregnant. So you better take your prophylactins with you. I'm just straight up with you, okay? I shoot from the hip. Nina's Sunday morning.
Totally.
I'm Saturday night. So I just tell you just like it is, shoot from the hip. So
I appreciate that.
That one, you're going to have a nice vacation, but I'm just telling you, be very careful because I see a pregnancy there. Number two is back stateside.
Take that back. Right.
Back.
Back right now. I don't want to get no way. No. You know what? I want to say this real quick. On my New Year's resolution, I posted on Facebook, got a New Year's resolution. One of them was go outside the country by myself, and two, not get anybody pregnant. And I've been successful so far.
See, so I validated that for you. Your intuition was already telling you don't get happy that way.
Yeah.
So now I validated that for you. So it's the truth.
You know what?
Now
that you say
that,
the one that stateside, you know, I've had interest with somebody that we have the same values, and we kind of had a rough, you know, except not like just where we had a falling out. This is about 2-3 years ago. And she's always sweet, feisty, but I found out she was in a marriage that she's desperately trying to get out of. I don't know if there was anything there or not. Or if that's the one you saw.
No.
No? Okay,
no.
Good to know.
No. Mm-mm. That's not you, Ray. Trust me.
Sure.
Not even 40%, let alone 90. That's not you.
Hey, I take your word for it.
Okay. But anyway, back stateside, and I'm seeing this in the San Francisco area. She's a brunette. But you know what? This is funny. I'm going to tell you about this brunette, and then I'm going to get on to the next call. Ray,
okay.
When you're over in Aruba, you're already out the country, right? Seeing foreign.
Uh-huh.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Now you're back home, and I'll be damned. This brunette woman that you're going to meet, she's third world country. She's beautiful, too. She could be a model. She is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. But she looks like she could be from East India, Pakistan. I'm getting countries over there, Persia, countries like that I'm getting. But she is drop-dead gorgeous. And for some reason, you and her just click. It's almost like you were friends, like you know each other. In other words, your company is across the hall from hers. So you know how you like, oh, hi, how you doing type of thing, right? And you and her start talking. So you're going to meet her within the business. You're going to meet her. But, yeah, you two just clicked.
So
it's almost like, wow, I feel like I've known you for years. Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to save your link. Is your email on here? If any of this pans out, I'm going to send you an email so you know.
Go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.net, and you can shoot me a message. Or the other one is I'm on Facebook, and it's the Essence of Success Network. That's my Facebook page, Essence of Success Network. You'll see my picture on there. You know you made it. But also me and Nina's pictures at our website, too, because it's a lot on the website besides the blog
and because,
news, a whole bunch of stuff.
And because I'm going to do a reverse plug, can you tell me where I can how often do you do readings and how much do you charge? Like, how can I ask you for a reading later on?
Oh, reading cheap. It's $25 for one question. 30 minutes is just a dollar a minute. 60 minutes for 1 hour, $1 a minute. Me and Nina are not into gouging people with this $3, $4, and $5 a minute. That's not what we're about. You know, we have our own jobs, right? So we do this out of love. So our compensation is not meant like, oh, yeah, that's our life. We're living off of that. No. No. So, I think we're the cheapest anywhere of anybody. I don't think anybody's at $1 a minute anymore.
Yeah.
But that's it, Ray.
I want to say thank you, and I have a general question maybe you can answer for everybody that I find interesting what you do. When I get off the phone, you can explain this. How does what you do affect your energy? Does it drain you at all? And how does that affect your daily life? And I can take your answer. You know, you just put me on mute and I can listen in. I really appreciate you taking my call. I really do.
Oh, you're most welcome, and thank you for calling in. Very welcome.
Of course.
And have a wonderful week. Okay. Stay on, and I'll let you know. Okay, to the answer to Ray's question, I'll tell you a little bit about my psychic gift so that you understand. I died 3 times. The third time I died, I was 9 years old. And when I came back from that death experience, I had the foresight or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. My brothers and sisters, because I'm the youngest in the family, used to tell my mother that I was crazy because I'd tell them stuff like, right out the air, like, oh, I wouldn't be with that girl. She's going to hurt you. You know, little stuff like that. But it would come true. So at the age of 21, when I was home from college, my mother set me down and told me that I had a gift, that I could see things way beyond. I didn't do too much about that. I was in college and then got married and, you know, of course, kids come along. At the age of 40, I met the shaman, and she told me that I was a healer and also a powerful woman. And I was like, no, I'm just a air traffic controller. That's what I did for a living. So I'm like, no, and she goes, oh, yeah. She said, yes, you don't know who you are. So she took me back and was telling me some things and brought me forward. And then I started doing readings. Now, how does it affect me? There's people out there that are vampires. If you guys have ever heard of that, psychic vampires, which will drain you. But before I do this every Sunday, not only do I pray with you guys when I start the show, but I pray before the show. I'm doing prayers. Not just for myself and protect me from any outside assailings, but also to protect you too, that hopefully we can have a good dialogue and the questions that you may ask. Because like I tell you guys all the time, it is my pleasure and my honor to do this. I do. Me and Nina do this in love. So that way, psychic vampires. And the other way is like the trances with the new moon, the full moon, the eclipses and all this. Yes, it affects sensitives and empaths a little bit more. My title is I'm a psychic, but I'm an analytical empath. You know, really, that's what I am. So I do that not only personal, but for businesses as well. So anyway, that affects me too. And you'll find that some psychics that are true psychic, the atmosphere, what's ever going on, can have an effect on your readings, just on your beings. I'm not going to say just your readings, being a psychic or channeler or whatever that you are, but just on your being, who you are. So, but I, like I say, I enjoy it, and when things come up, like I'll tell you, Ray, on Friday, well, before Friday, I do a Wednesday show in the studio with Linus, and I discuss different things from politics, entertainment, the weather, even astrology. So my show Wednesday was dedicated to the lunar eclipse coming up Friday to prepare people, and then on Friday I did one more little blip to let people know, control during this time, control your anger. Control your emotions. Count to 10, as Nina told you earlier, and just stop and think before you answer. And if you get upset, are you really a part of that? Maybe you're not even a part. Maybe you're sticking your nose in something that doesn't even belong there. It's like it's an A-B situation. I see myself out of it. Okay. So anyway, but anyway, Ray, that's a little bit about how it does me. It's good. I mean, sometimes I feel like Muck, if anybody's ever watched the show Muck, where he says it's a blessing and a curse. To me, sometimes it is, because I also know I can cross over and bring your loved ones in so that you can talk to them. But also for me, when loved ones are getting ready to leave and take their wings, I know this before it happens. So, yeah, it bothers me sometimes. I don't tell other family members or anything. I just keep it to myself, and I pray for their souls that they're at peace when they pass over. So, yeah. But anyway, that's it, Ray. Okay, let me get back to the show. You're listening to Psychic Readings Sunday with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And if you didn't hear me at the beginning of the show, just to let you know, Mercury retrograde is from July 26th, which began on Thursday, and it ends August 19th. All right, next caller. Area code 631. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, thank you. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How you doing, young lady?
All right. You sound well.
Okay.
My question is, I'm wondering what if you can pick up on the father of my two babies, if any positive changes coming about for him.
Oh, okay. What's his first name, babe?
Edison.
Anson?
Edison. Like Eddie and then son Edison.
Oh, Edison. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is he into electricity? I'm playing.
Wait, it's a job.
I was just playing. Okay. All right, guys and angels, tell me about Edison. Wow. What happened on the right side of his chest? I almost feel like he got shot. The right side of his chest, his lung.
There's like a lump, like almost like it's kind of centered, but it is to the left. I'm not even really sure. I used to just try to keep my hand over it all the time, but he never said anything about it. I just always said
He needs to, so I'm not even really sure. He needs to go to the doctor and get that done like yesterday.
Okay.
That's not something to play with, no. And as soon as he felt it, he should have went to the doctor. Lord, why don't men be so stubborn, Jesus?
Especially him, yeah.
Well, no. I'm not putting this on Edison. A lot of men are like that, honey. You know, us women, we'll go to the doctor like, something just ain't right,
right?
But
right,
a man,
right,
if
right.
it ain't taking him down, he's like, I'm okay. But no, you're not. You should be checked out. Okay, well, that's the first thing. I saw that lump, and he needs to get that taken care of ASAP. So next time you talk to him, you tell him, you need to go to the doctor and get that checked out.
Right.
Okay. Okay, let's see what else.
Oh.
Hi, honey.
That's our daughter. She's it's going to be 10 months in a couple of days.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you.
I see him scattered. Why are they doing too many things at once and not accomplishing just one thing? Because he's got his hand in four or five different pots. Yeah, he's really scattered. Okay, now I'm getting a pain up in my head. Something ain't right. I'm getting a pain on the right side of my head going toward the back. Okay, Edison, what are you up to? Why am I seeing something about his pants and his drawers? What the hell is that?
Because he still thinks he's 16 and they hang off of his butt.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because the angels are showing me. I see his pants, and I can see his panty, shorts. Panties,
that's
the shorty line.
That's him.
Okay. What do you want me to ask about him as a person? How is he as a person?
No, like if there's a positive change, because I tried to appeal.
Okay, I can't deal with that in my ear and concentrate with the angels. Nicole?
Yes.
I know she's being a baby.
Yeah.
I'm not getting mad. It's just that it's breaking my concentration with the angels.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
I'm
being a better.
They are too. Yeah, see, she's happy. She's just being a baby. Let me see. Come on, angels. Come on. He's a booker. What is a booker, angels? Never heard of it. Does he
Maybe
book show? What is? What's a booker?
Stuff.
Say a booker. But I'm not seeing like reading books. Almost booker like. Does he help get entertainers for shows or something, or book people for lectures?
Yeah, he's just one of those people, like little mini jobs. It's like anything that he can do. But what I wanted to know is, like, he's, you know, being, because he is just all over the place for himself. And I just wanted, like, I tried to.
He's scattered.
Do like a.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
He's scattered.
And
he's
not really focused
on. Thank you for the validation.
Yeah, he's not focused on his children or being a better person. So I was just wondering what to see about him being a better person. He's pretty much just going to stay the way he is.
Oh, no. You can help change him. No. You got to bring, when he goes out, when he gets to 100, Nicole, you got to bring him down to 20. And you're going to have to do that. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to be the alpha female right now. You're going to have to be the dominant.
Yeah.
And it's not making him, I'm not saying he's less as a man now. I'm not saying that about him. But I'm just saying you're going to have to be the alpha female. So what you're going to do when you're talking, and you guys could be talking about dinner, and all of a sudden he jumped over to Alabama or Mississippi, you know, it's like, okay, babe, let's bring it back. We were talking about barbecue. Bring it back. And what you're doing is helping him to maintain focus one at a time. Right? That's it. Focus one at a time. Instead of why he's so scattered. He doesn't have anybody to bring him back and just, you can do it. And just bring him back to what you're talking about so that it becomes a habit, that he becomes focused and he's not so scattered. Because that's what I see. It's too much. He's overwhelming himself. So he needs to focus.
And when I try,
He
fights me. Like, that's why we're not talking right now, because I am that. Like, I'm pretty, you know, like, to business, and, like, that's why we clash so much, and we are not speaking at all, you know, just because, you know, I can't accept certain things, and he just, you know, shuts people out that does that to him. So that's how
I got to ask you something, Nicole, only because they're saying something about his mother and commitment.
Oh,
do you know anything about his mother
and
commitment?
Yeah, his mother abandoned him. Yeah, his mother, he feels abandoned because she gave him up. Yeah.
Okay. Because the angels are showing me that. Commitment and his mother, that's abandonment. Okay. Oh, well, he don't need to be scared. Why is he scared of getting close?
Because of
he
that.
Can get close
no,
to his
no
kids,
matter.
Get close to you. Why is he being scared?
Because of that, like, he's just so hard-headed and just, you know, he just so set in his ways. He can't even realize when someone is truly loves him.
That's defense, honey. It's defense. He really, I'm going to tell you, deep down in his heart, Nicole, he don't really mean to hurt you and those children. He don't. Deep down in his heart, that is not him. That's not who he is. But because what he's been through in his past, when he sees that he's getting really close, Like, you know, he could just, you're his boo from top to bottom, left to right. He gets scared because he don't want to lose you. He wants to get close to the kids, but he gets scared. Like, I don't want anything to happen. If I be with her and all of a sudden she put me out, then I'm not spending time with my kids now, you know. But he's got to look at life is not promised. Don't nobody know about tomorrow but God. So every day we just do the best that we can and love the best that we can. Hell yeah, we're going to get hurt. Ain't nobody perfect down here. We all have been through trials and tribulations, right? I mean, we know that. But he's got to get to the point that he can love you and give you a chance. You're there, and the kids are there. But when he goes off half-cocked and talking out the side of his mouth, then you're pushing me and the children away from you.
And that's exactly what
you.
He's done. Yeah.
I see him.
And
do
you see him coming out of that, or is he pretty much, you know, going to be stuck there for a while?
I wish he would listen to you. I mean, he's being stubborn.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. Because
he's
I'm
stubborn.
I'm from an unconditional love standpoint, and he just, you know, he's hard-headed. He has pride. Like, it's a whole bunch of just negative low frequency emotions.
But that comes from abandonment. A lot of that comes from abandonment. He just needs to believe that you and the kids are not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? In a way, he needs to believe that. And don't be scared to love your children. They're not going anywhere. And even if they do, they're in God's hands, not mine, not yours. They're in God's hands.
Right.
So
absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned, they'll be here till the day I die. Right? I mean, that's what we hope for. Okay, he needs to understand that and not feel like, because I see him, he'll just everything, and then he gets scared and like, backstroke. So that's what it is. Yes, ma'am. That's what it is, Nicole. That's the only thing I can tell you. I mean, he validated what I've told you about him, so he just, I don't know how. You know, you can't hit him with a bat in his head and say, are you listening to me?
No. So, I mean, I guess
you know,
I just
but you
to
are
do
the
what
one
I've
that
been.
Will help him.
Yeah. I've been trying in every way. Like, I tried, you know, person, you know, speaking to him, like being with him. Now I'm trying to, you know, spiritually, and I was just hoping that that would work. But, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know what? Do this. When you pray, ask God to open his eyes to see the love that's before him.
Yeah.
Just ask God to open his eyes so he can see the love that's before him and not be scared. It's okay.
It truly is.
It's okay. All right.
Okay.
All right,
thank
Nicole.
You.
Let me know, honey.
Okay. Thank you
so
much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And give that baby a kiss and a hug for me.
I will. She's a whole mess. Thank you.
All right, love. Have a wonderful week. All right. Area code 843, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Eddie. How are you?
Hi, Eddie. How
are
you? Oh, I'm doing just great. And yourself, young man?
I'm doing well. Just doing
you don't sound
work.
Like it, Eddie. What's wrong? I can feel it. My stomach is like, my heart's hurting. What's going on?
I've been putting out fires.
You know,
fires.
I'm an empath. I can feel you. So what's going on, honey?
Currently, it's a kind of a family squabble over state, and I'm over here now taking care of the house, something that I should have been doing since my sister left here with my pops. And now things ran over. Yeah. So that's where I am, and it's a lot of work.
So now you're helping to take care of your father, and you have this house to take care of?
He transitioned in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
She left here. She took him from here about 5 years ago. And there's five of us, and my other sister was saying just let her handle things and blah, blah, blah. This is my second or third time coming over here, cutting the trees down away from the house that, you know, grow up. And It's vicious, but
Well, Eddie, if you want the house, you can have it. Do you want it?
Yes.
The angels are saying you can have the house. Are you going through a court procedure or anything to get custody of it?
No, that's not happening yet because everything just started in probate and she's been messing up on the paperwork because I kind of feel she's done some mischievous stuff and now she's trying to clean it up or wait till probate expires and think that they're just going to drop it. Because 2 weeks ago I was up at probate, at the probate court office, and she sent a letter in like she was supposed to, even though it was late, but she didn't fill the letter out right, and she's not ignorant. She didn't put any information on the letter she was supposed to, and she didn't even sign it on the bottom, so that definitely demonstrates that she's, you know, she's stalling. I call her Napoleon because she won't communicate with anybody. You know, we've been trying to put calls on and stuff like that, and she doesn't show up, and that's how she's always been.
Yeah, but there's something in that house she don't want y'all to see. When was the last time you walked through that house?
I'm in there now. Well, I'm not in the house right now, but that's where I am. I'm at the house. I've been in the house 3 minutes ago.
Okay, so does your sister live in that house?
No, she's in another state. She's further north.
Okay, go through the house, Eddie. I'm serious. There's something there. I can feel it. Go through the house. Just take your time when you get through outside and take you a 15-minute break or whatever. Take your time and walk through the house. You'll call me back. But anyway, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Is it something negative? Because I know about the mold already. The skylight is damaged. She was supposed to have taken, that's what I'm saying. She was supposed to have taken care of the roof. I got three estimates, and she didn't follow through, and that was 2 years ago.
Yep, it is. It's construction. Yep. The angels are telling me it is construction, stuff that she's supposed to have done didn't get done, and you're going to see this for yourself. So it can't be no more lies. You know it for yourself. That's what they want you. Okay. Now I see why the angels want you to walk through. They want you to see something for yourself that you know should have been done, I guess, or whatever, and it wasn't, and maybe was lied about that. Yeah, I got a little of that, and I got, you know, got this done over here, but I haven't done that. Well, now you can see the whole picture for yourself, that none of it was done. So I understand that. Ooh, I'm sorry, Eddie. I know it's on your shoulders.
Yeah, and my father.
But I also see they're showing me that it's your house, that you can move in it.
Yeah, I'm working on getting
the mold out.
But go ahead,
I heard you.
My main thing is getting the deed in my name because there's this man who lives next door, and under the cuff, she's been trying to sell him the house. And I already had a conversation with him to let him know. He already knows. He knows what time it is.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you want the house, it will be given to you. It will be given to you. All I see is they're showing me delay.
Yeah.
And it's paperwork. I see a stack of papers and the word delay. But other than that, it's your house. I mean, I said that at first. Why hadn't you? I didn't understand why you hadn't even been in the house already. But I understand you got court procedures and documents to go through.
No.
But
the only reason why.
Excuse me, I apologize.
But the only reason why I'm not living in the house right now is because of the mold issue. So what I'm hoping for.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But trust me, I'm over here almost every other day.
Okay.
The house has been, the property has been vandalized. Lawnmowers. There was a cabinet underneath the carport. Somebody broke into that like 4 weeks ago. I've been over here basically since then. I come over here almost every day, every other day.
Was this your father's house, Eddie?
Yes. Yes, my father and mother, yes. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I talk to them when
I go
in there, definitely. I talk to them all the time.
I sure
but
would. Who? I'd be like, Mom and Dad, you see this shit? You see this shit?
Exactly. Yes.
Don't worry. They're blessing you, honey. They're around you. Go ahead.
I am striving to get an existing business off the ground. It's not multi-level. But it is a merchant business. you know, meaning you introduce people to products and then, you know, they go online and purchase things of that nature.
3 months. You'll turn around and see a profit. 3 months. Yep. The profit will turn around. But you know what? 2 and 3 months, we'll be going into the holiday period. You know, from October till New Year's. So, or the end of October, I should say, till New Year's. We'll be in the holiday period. So maybe that's why. But they're showing me 3 months profit, big profit too. They're also showing me the word bonus right now. So whatever, once you begin, there's a bonus attached to that. Yeah, maybe you get your building or your website at a cheaper price, or maybe your products at a liquidated price. But the bonus, it's a profit and the word bonus. So that doesn't just tell me your business is going to do good. Maybe somebody comes in and do a big order, you know, maybe do a big order or something with you, and you got an extra $5,000, $2,000 to $5,000 in your pocket. So.
Okay. Yeah, but I need some funds like right now. Right now.
Listen, let me ask you something. Since this is your parents' house, have you thought about doing a SBA, a small business loan, since you're trying to open a business, but before your business, just get the loan so that you can get the contractual work done in your parents' house? Because you have a business, right? You have a business license now. You just haven't got the business going forward. You can still use that to go ahead and go through small business, because they give out free loans sometimes. So this is why I'm mentioning SBA, that you can say, well, yeah, you got a business, but right now, because you could say, hey, you could use this house for future business, right, as your business domain. So,
yeah,
you know, you want to get it up
to –
all right, get it up to standard. I mean, you know, I'm talking a game, but I'm also talking a marketing thing to you. You want to get the house up to par. This is one way, through Small Business Association, that you're going to use that house as a business. There you go. And
okay.
You may not have
yeah.
to pay but 20%. Now, listen to me. You may not only have to pay 20% of that loan.
Wow.
Yeah, because
okay.
it was your parents' house, so it was already a domain that was paid, right? It was all your
yes.
paid, so all you're trying to do is just bring it up to standards so that you can open your business. You know, and if you don't do nothing but put a desk in that house and a laptop, make it real. I mean, not right now, but I'm saying, you know, when you apply for the loan, that, yes, you're going to be using this house for a business. They're not going to come out and check anyway, but, you know.
Yeah, no, it definitely will be that, because this particular business is definitely person to person. So if I invite 3 to 5 people in, you know, do a presentation, you know, demonstrate some of the products, things of that nature, you know, that's exactly what I plan to do. You know,
okay.
Because down here, commercial office space is kind of expensive, you know.
Oh,
but,
okay. Well,
so
you know, in California, it's very popular. Eddie, the people turn their houses into business. That's very popular, especially in L.A. Oh, my God. You think it's a residential neighborhood, but they'll have like 4 or 5 homes that they've turned into businesses.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I can't really go too clear on it, but I need some funds like in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And it's a lot. It's a lot.
Can you draw unemployment? Can you draw unemployment right now or no?
No. I'm actually on disability. Mm-hmm. But it's not enough. It's not, and it's not
no,
really
no,
enough.
No, I understand.
It's,
yeah.
And it's not even enough to sacrifice. What I think I'm going to do, because I know it's getting late, is I've seen your website on the marquee for the Blog Talk Show?
Yeah, the essence of, it's all one word, the essenceofsuccess.net.
Okay.
And it's blog news, it's prayers there, Eddie, and also, of course, for the readings, that page, you know. But, yeah, the essenceofsuccess.net. Go from there, whatever that you need.
Okay, awesome. I thank you for your time. I thank you for those words of clarity. And there's another thing I wanted to say. That picture of that sister and those two babies is so powerful. I wish I could figure out a way to copy that and make it like a 22 by 16 or something, put it on the wall, but like the top of her head is missing in the picture.
Which one is this one, hon? Picture?
On the Blog Talk Show, you know, you have the box like a TV and pictures change on it. I don't know what that's called.
Oh, the clip thing. Yeah. I put a lot of stuff on there. I don't remember half the time. Oh, but you said the one with the two babies. Okay, I have to go back and look.
Yeah, there's a woman holding a baby, and she has their heads wrapped up, and they're very dark-skinned.
Oh, yes. The family. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful picture.
Oh, well, thank you. And I definitely think the people that made it. Yeah. Well, when you go to my website, you'll see some more. I just changed them, though, because I had some African stuff up there, but I just changed over. But on the front page, when you go into it, just scroll down, you know, take a gander at it and look at it and then see.
Will do. I appreciate you. And you hear from me very soon.
Okay, Eddie, well, thanks
out, right?
for calling. Yes, and I'm going to tell you congratulations because I know you're going to get that house, and things are going to change for the better for you. They truly are, so congratulations. And keep in touch. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you, Ashe. Indeed, I will do. All right.
Okay. Namaste. All right, I got time for one more. Area code 347, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to know, what are you picking up for my love life?
Oh, okay. Is there anyone that you're involved in right now or no?
Not at all. No.
Okay. I always ask if sometimes it's like a little flirt, like, I might be interested. Okay, Katie, let's see what's coming up. Oh, God, they're showing me this guy, he's a joker, which means he makes you laugh all the time. I don't know if it's somebody new or somebody you know, but he is a stone comedian. I mean, he just, okay. Yeah, he makes you laugh, but there's also something right with him. I got a little pain in my head. But, yeah, so I'm just going to say, I don't know when. Oh, they're telling me 3 to 7 days you're going to meet this guy, and he's like a joker. He's just always funny. Keep it at arm's length. Yeah. They tell me, let you know, keep it at arm's length. Who else? There's a businessman I see in the distance. Now I see him asking you for a cup of coffee. But you discuss, okay, you met him as something to do with business and paperwork, and he takes you out for a cup of coffee. Is there anything you're trying to pursue hobby-wise or something you like to do other than your regular job or whatever?
Because
you meet him
through
that.
Yeah, I'm into a bunch of things. Yeah, I'm into, I want to do like a food blog. I want to do... different things, yeah.
Okay, was there anything that would take you out the house that, because you meet and talk with him about something, one of those ideas or something, and he takes you to coffee and you discuss it more, but also at that time, Katie, use your womanly wiles.
Okay.
Okay. But it's but it is business. I mean it's not like you ain't got to worry about shit where you eat or none of that. No. But it's business. Like I said, it's some idea or something, and it's like, you know, you call to get more information, and this guy will meet with you and discuss whatever about this product or how you want to go with it, market it, PR, whatever. He wants to get out the office, so you're a good excuse for him. Besides, you know, you can't get the information. So everything is legit. But he wants to get out the house, so he says, well, let's go for a cup of coffee and we can talk more freely. And, you know, you do. Because it looks like he takes you to Starbucks or something, or Best Coffee, one of those. And you two are discussing, you know, a little bit more freely. But at the same time, that's your cue for your opening.
Okay. So is that like I'm going to start dating him or something?
Well, yeah, for sure. You know, yeah, this is coming up shortly. So, again, Katie, we're in Mercury retrograde. Don't solidify it till after the 19th. Yeah.
Oh, no. I like to get to know people. No, I picked the Queen of Cups card, and on the thing it said you're about to meet, like, someone romantically or something like that.
Yes, yes. But I'm just saying don't take it to that level. You know what I mean? Like, don't get intimate.
Don't
get close. But, oh, do be friends. Oh, my God, yes, do be friends and enjoy one another as two human beings. Yes, Lord, please do that. Yeah. But,
okay.
You know, after the 19th, you know, if you want to give him some booty, go for it. But I wouldn't do it before.
I don't think I will either anytime soon, but I get what you're saying. That's so funny.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm Saturday night, Nina Sunday morning, so I shoot from the hip. When the angels and my guys talk to me, I just tell it like it is.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's it.
Okay.
So that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So, yeah. Look forward to that. So, like I said, whatever your idea or craft or something that you know, want to get started, or maybe cooking cupcakes, I don't know, whatever, you're going to need more information, and he's going to be one of your sources, and that's how you're going to meet. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is good, because for you, you'll get to know everything about him. You know what I mean? Because you're going to his job to get more information, interview. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
all
thanks
right,
for calling,
thank
Katie, and girl, let me know.
Well, thank you.
All right, you have a wonderful week, young lady.
Okay, you too.
Okay. All right, y'all, I thank you so much for joining me today, whether it was on the phone or in the chat room, which I didn't have to worry because nobody really came in the chat room. Well, oh, yeah, I guess it did. I'm sorry. Welcome, Gabby Griffon. I'm sorry I missed you, and welcome, guest 352. Bless your hearts. Come back. I'll be on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, so come back in tomorrow night, and I'll definitely, answer your questions. So anyway, so welcome, and thank you from around the world on the phone in the chat room. It is my pleasure and my honor to answer your questions. I hope you have a wonderful week and that you are blessed, and if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do. All right. Good night, y'all.